Good morning, wonderful people of Biafra. Wherever you are on this planet Earth, once again, we are welcoming you to Radio Biafra Live presentation this very morning from Dubai in the United Arab Emirates on this very day, the 23rd day of July in the year of our Lord 2014. The time here now is approximately 2.5 minutes past 10 a.m. in the morning. 2.5 minutes past 7 a.m. in Biafra land, our blessed and loved Biafra land, our very sacred land, our holy place, our dwelling place, the place that Chukwu Abia, the face of this planet. We say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially our brave people now in the western part of the world, those of you in Canada, those of you in the USA, those of you in Mexico, all the way down to the southern tip of the South American continent. We welcome you as always with great amount of humility, with every devotion, with every love that we can muster, because we couldn't have done all that we are able to do if not for the grace of the Most High God, Chukwu Abia. That is why we call upon Him. That is why we dedicate all that we have become to His grace and to His glory. Therefore, every honor, every adoration, every praise, every uplifting of name, every prayer that we prefer and offer, all that we are, all that we are yet to become, all honor must remain as always go to Chukwu Abia, because He is God, the creator of the heavens and the earth. If you haven't joined us before here, we worship the Almighty God, because unlike any other, we run a service, not just a broadcast, to remind ourselves always and constantly as to our roots, our source, from whence we came, because we are directly descended. We bear the names that we do, Chukwu Buka, Chukwu Nonso, to name but a few. That is why our land, we have places like Omo Basumu, Chukwu Mwanigwe, Umwezala. All these things combine to point us to where we come from and where we are going to. The place we are going to is to restore the absolute and complete sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra, and then from whence continuously and ceaselessly offer praise, continuously and without fail, worship God in truth and honesty. That is what we do on Radio Biafra. That is what we do as a family, as a body of Biafrans all over the world, known as the indigenous people of Biafra. That is what we shall continue to do until the end of time, because Chukwu Abia and not man determined that we should come. We welcome you, and as we do so, we ask you to welcome other people as well. Radio Biafra, broadcasting from Dubai this very morning, is heard all over the world. Regardless of your location, if you have access to satellite, regardless of where you are, if you have access to the internet, then you must and should be able to receive Radio Biafra, or by going to www.radiobiafra.co. If you go to biafrarestoration.com, if you go to peopleofbiafra.org, if you go to indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org, if you go to Biafra Television, if you go to the name that we bear, who we are, which is www.ipob.org, then you must and should be able to receive Radio Biafra. We welcome you wherever you are. We continue to invite you. We continue to ask you to participate, and you will be able to do so once our lines open. Our line, once again, if you're joining us for the very first time, if you're not aware of it, is +971526673744. Biafra, our numbers may change depending on where we are broadcasting from, but our Skype ID is the same. Radio Biafra, all one word. If you add us to your contact list, if you call us, we will be able to take your call. You will also be able to speak, and the world will listen to you, because we are truly a global phenomenon. Millions of people listen to Radio Biafra. They come to be educated, and in turn, we too are also educated. As soon as the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mammes, is able to join us, I shall gladly bring him to you. I know he's a very busy man, but he finds time in his schedule always to speak to his own beloved people. He loves his people and they love him back in turn. Therefore, please, wherever you are, regardless of what you're doing, we ask you to listen to Radio Biafra this very morning. We are in the Middle East on crude oil. This very gospel will restore your dignity as a human being. This very gospel will stop the advance of the very virulent and violent jihadist Islam. This very gospel, without fail, will usher in the kingdom of heaven upon this very earth, that place is known as Biafra. That is where we seek uncompromisingly the absolute and complete sovereignty of that very holy land, that the name of Chukwu Abiama may be blessed and praised forever. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome you. And some of our people are here. Our coordinator that did excellently well. Our zonal coordinator. Our secretary. They have worked tirelessly hard. They have offered the best hospitality that I know they can. They have assembled our people. They have spread the gospel. The message is permeating every nook and cranny of this very place, that Radio Biafra is here. And our people are turning up in large numbers. And we must continue to do the best we can to ensure the sanctity of this very holy mission, to ensure our incorruptibility, to maintain the fact that we must and should remain whiter than white and whiter than snow. We go forward without fear before our enemies. We speak the truth always, even if it least shall be on earth. The place they had in mind when they were offering that prayer is the land of Biafra. That is why we must recreate it. That is why Biafra must come. There are those who are afraid. There are those that prevaricate. There are those that sometimes stutter. But here we are. We don't intend to retreat. We are not going to surrender, regardless of the challenge, regardless of the obstacle. We have come to bring Biafra. We either bring Biafra or we die getting Biafra. There is no alternative. As I conclude my tour of the world, I shall be returning to our capital in Enugu to coordinate all the efforts necessary to ensure the coming of Biafra. We are going to fight. We will go to war. Therefore, there are two things you can do. Either you volunteer yourself to serve. You was impregnated by a Hausa Fulani man. This is not for you. We need people who are pure. We need those who are Biafrans through and through. We don't need anybody who will come and not understand the sanctity of this very mission. The work we do is for heaven, not just of man. That is why Chukwu Abiama asked us to come. That is why Chukwu Abiama determined that we should come and not man. And we are here to serve that very purpose, to serve that very mission, until Biafra is restored to its rightful position, until you people, regardless of where you are, will be able to come home and be proud of where you come from. This is Radio Biafra. I will now go to the people here with me, the very few of them, because this is our AM broadcast. Normally, I run it alone, but they are here in keeping with the tradition and the precedent set when I was in Rome, in Italy. Please, I will welcome them to please, one after the other, as usual, give us their name and exactly where they come from.
My name is Ike Ikechukwu Patrick, the coordinator of UAE, United Arab Emirates. I thank you, all people of Biafra. This is the AM broadcast with our director here. May God Chukwu Abiama bless him, and may Chukwu Abiama bless all of people listening this morning. Thank you. May God bless you all.
Thank you very much.
Good morning, wonderful people of Biafra all over the whole world listening to us in this AM broadcast this morning. My name is Ikechukwu Onora, the zonal coordinator of UAE, Dubai to be precise, from Nkwelo Umunashi in Dunukofe local government. So we are happy to have our director with us for the past 2 days now, and we are happy to be with him every minute of the day. Stay tuned and listen to us.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much.
Good morning, wonderful people of Biafra all over the world. My name is Chukwu Ebuka John Paul Onora from Nkwale Omunachi, Anambra State, Biafra land. I welcome you all to this morning devotion and morning program, and I encourage you all to stay tuned. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Chukwu Ebuka. I believe you were named after Pope John Paul II. Is that correct?
Yes.
Wonderful. And his name is Chukwu Ebuka. I wonder how much holier you can get than that. the way we offer praise to Chukwu Abiyama using the names we give our children, that God is mighty. And Chukwu Abiyama in truth and honesty. And that is exactly what we are going to do. Please, if you experience any intermittency in transmission, it is owing to the difficulty associated with getting correct connectivity from this very place, this very location we are in. Therefore, you must try and bear with us as we continue to work on it. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome you regardless of where you are. And we must proceed without hesitation. We must proceed without failure to present our news headlines and accompanying news summary. Please do bear with us. If there is any intermittency, any disruption, you must bear with us. It is not a fault of your satellite system or your data. It is coming from here. Our connectivity is not entirely very, very strong, but we are working on it to rectify it. And as we do so, we must continue to remind you of what we said. And mind you, immediately after this program as well, it will be uploaded on Radio Biafra platforms as we normally do. We shall endeavor to do that this very morning. We continue to welcome you. We continue to ask you to welcome those around you. And we must proceed without hesitation to present our news headlines this very morning. And accompanying news summary, this is the live transmission of Radio Biafra AM broadcast coming to you live and direct from Dubai, or very near to Dubai, as the case may be. We understand Siaja, but it's exactly the same thing. The pace and rate of development is phenomenal. That is the only way to put it. And we can assure you that Biafra will be better looking than this place. Our rate of growth every year will be over 60%, because everything that we have at our disposal will be deployed towards the building of the economy of Biafra. Everything. We are not going to depend on oil. Oil is the mainstay. Oil is the dependency of people who are lazy. Oil is the mainstay and dependency of those who may look like human beings, but deep down they are animals, because they do not know how to utilize their surroundings to serve their purpose. Biafra will be different across the entire Black Africa. We shall use our brain. Our brain will be the greatest natural resource we have, and not crude oil. Even if Chukwu Abiyama can please kindly take away this crude oil from us, I will be very, very happy to enable us to reason like human beings, because right now, monkeys are better than us. Fault is not yours. The fault is coming from here. We are live and direct, but the connectivity is not as reliable as we had envisaged. Therefore, you must try to bear with us as we continuously strive to rectify this very anomaly. We are going on right now to present our news headlines and accompanying news summary. We are reporting on this very day that Asare Dokubo has spoken, vacate the South. Asare Dokubo's group asked Northerners to do so, as the Arewa youths, as the Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram young men have asked every Southerner, by which they mean Biafrans, to leave their territory. Asare Dokubo is now also saying the same thing as well. Let us see where this leads. The sooner this leads to an escalation, the better for everybody, because the zoo must disintegrate on or before the 31st of December of 2015. We must seek an end. We must seek a dissolution. We must seek the decapitation of the earth that have existed in the first place. That very place is an eyesore to civilization. That very place is an affront to humanity. A place where death has replaced life, where darkness has enveloped light, and where there is so much apathy and hopelessness that men simply drop and die. We don't want that to continue in the new Biafra. We must therefore continue to remind you of what is being done, of what is being said in your name, in the abominable Zoological Republic, that Asare Dokubo has spoken, that those of them of northern extraction, those of them that come from that very place where death is preferred to life, that they must return to whence they came. Very, very important. And also, Boko Haram terrorists, we are reporting, shouldn't divide the zoo. According to another Hausa person, according to somebody sponsoring Boko Haram, they are telling us that Boko Haram, but why are they killing us? Nobody can tell us. Four people have been killed, seven injured, as Anambra Kogi clash again over oil wells. All the deaths are linked to oil. Everything we do is about crude oil, and that is why we are all dying very crudely. Anyway, there is fights breaking out between Kogi and Anambra over oil. Everybody is dying because of it. Boko Haram is killing you because of it. The Hausa Fulani subjugation is continuing unabated because of it. And we must do all we can to stop it. There are no girls missing. This is a charade orchestrated by those of them intent on highlighting the plight of the Hausa Fulani people. Nobody is talking about all the Biafrans, all the Igbo traders blown to bits in Sabongeri in Kanu. Two times, mind you. Nobody is talking about the bombing in Madala. Nobody talks about the Nyanya bombings. Nobody talks about the senseless killings going on every blessed day. Those people being killed, they are Christians. Those people being killed, they are from Biafra. That is why only Biafrans inhabit areas where they are being slaughtered and they are paying the ultimate price as a result of it. And now, the news in greater detail. We know that our transmission is not entirely stable due to location. You must try to bear with us. Following a recent 2-week ultimatum by Northern Youth under the aegis of Arewa Youth Development Foundation to Southerners living in the north to relocate, the Mujahid Dokubo Asare Niger Delta People's Salvation Front have asked Northerners to vacate. He is calling for Niger Delta Republic, I presume, including Asaba as well. Including, this is very, very perverse. Very perverse. Including Ibuzo. Ibuzo means Ibunonozo. That's the meaning of it. They want to divide us. They want to continue the same charade. They want to continue the same hopelessness. They want to continue the same division brought about through the propagation of falsehood, given that the Yorubas for a very long time had media hegemony. The preponderance of media outfits hostile to the notion of the emergence of the Republic of Biafra has given rise to this call for the establishment of a separate Niger Delta Republic away from Biafra. We welcome people that want to be free. We will support them to be free. But this is an object lesson to everybody for leadership. That is the problem. We have lost the right to come out to stand up to proclaim Biafra with every justification. Now those that are of them that are surrounding us, they are agitating for a separate Niger Delta Republic, despite the fact that we are all Igbo people, despite the fact that everybody descended from present-day Anambra State. Now they are calling for their own separate existence away from us because we have been too slow. The balkanization of Biafra land, the seeds of discontent, the seeds of separation is continuing unabated. And those of them with stolen properties have decided that the best thing for some of them to do is to proclaim Niger Delta Republic, which in its present form is not viable. Only Biafra is viable. And only Biafra will exist in that part of the world. People will have their freedoms. People will have their right to establish themselves however they deem fit. The same model, in fact, you can see in United Arab Emirates. The same way that people over here got together because they had one common value system, one tradition, one culture, one way of life. The same thing shall happen of the entire territories of Biafra, of Northerners. They must go back to where they come from as well. Since all the time they wake up one morning, they decide to kill us at will. Randomly at will. Such nonsense cannot be allowed to continue. As we report also this morning that Boko Haram terrorists should not be allowed to divide the zoo. They are the ones killing our people. They are the ones asking us to leave their areas. They are the ones deporting us. They are the ones ensuring that forcible Islamization comes to stay. They are the ones dividing the zoo and not us. We have acquiesced. We have submitted completely and totally to the will of the Sokoto Caliphate. But that can no longer continue. It cannot continue. I look forward to finishing what I'm doing and returning to Enugu as quickly as possible. That rubbish cannot and must not be allowed to continue. Northern delegates at the ongoing national conference under the auspices of Northern delegates that inhabit the zoo called Nigerians that the current challenges should not redefine the country's togetherness. What togetherness is this? What rubbish is this? Togetherness, you are killing people. Togetherness, you are stealing all the oil, buying properties in Dubai. Togetherness, you are owning properties all over Europe. Togetherness, 15 bank accounts abroad. Togetherness, men are dying of hunger. Togetherness, and children cannot go to decent school. Togetherness, there is no money for health care. You're talking about togetherness when there is no electricity. Togetherness, no good roads. What sort of togetherness is that? Useless, hopeless, lazy people. You cannot do anything for yourself. All your life is dependent upon oil. Oil, oil, oil. That is where you want togetherness. Without oil, you will not talk about togetherness. I remind you of what Gowon said. I remind you of the agitation of the northerners to leave the zoo, in case you have forgotten. I remind you to go back to what your progenitor said. Go back to what Sir Ahmadu Bello said regarding the stupid and failed state called Nigeria. Go back there and you will see it. There was no time in the history of the zoo that Hausa Fulani people believed in one Nigeria. Go and check your history. We know some of you are not very conversant with history. We know you do not study. We know you don't read very well. In other words, the finer details of him in the history, in the checkered history of that hopeless creation called Nigeria. Have northerners, have Hausa Fulani people believed in Nigeria? The British asked them to go and take the oil. The British handed over the oil fields to them. That is why they are in one Nigeria. Take away the oil from them and they are gone. They go back to their sand and to their flies that they have in the desert where they inhabit. They go back to the drinking of blood of cattle and the milk of it. That's all they do. They are nomads. Nomads means they don't live in one place. They move from one place to the other. They never inhabit one place permanently for a long time. They are wandering tribe, the Fulani people. How they managed to conquer Hausa people, I don't understand. Hausa people had established civilization going back thousands of years. How these people, these vermin, these rodents that came all the way from Mali, these are the Moors. They are the Moorish people, the mixture of Arab and black people. They descended upon the lives of the innocent people inhabiting the western coast of Africa, and all hell broke loose. They brought deprivation, they brought looting, they brought killing at a scale that boggles the mind. They talk about one Nigeria. Chineke Bokwanho, command people. Togetherness, my food. Senseless people. Four persons from Aguleri, in Anambra local government area of Anambra state, where but our people are dying. They have killed four of us. How do you retaliate? How do you revenge? With prayer and fasting? You can now see why we need weapons. You can now see why we need arms. You can see why we call for volunteers. You can see why we are prepared to die in order to defend the honor and dignity of our land. We are no longer men. Women are better than us. They come and they kill us. What will you do? You go and do Thanksgiving service and say painful exit or call to glory, as the case may be. And our young people are dying every blessed day. They kill us in Sokoto, in Maiduguri, in Kano. They come to Abuja, they kill us in Katsina, in Yobe. They go to Adamawa and they slaughter us. And then they even come to our villages and kill us. What sort of life is this? Now you understand why I despise the word Igbo. Now you know why. It smacks of impotence. It smacks of compromise. It reminds me of cowardice. The word Igbo reminds me of all these things and many more. People scavenging for money. People, money, 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 money from morning till night. Yet we are all poor. Very, very wretched. If you make $10,000 every year, you say you're rich. You go and buy a 10th-hand car. And as 7 other people were also seriously injured in a renewed clash between the people of Aguleri and Echeno Odeke in Ibaji, local government area of Kogi State, since the discovery of oil in the Mambala River Basin, the two border communities have been laying claim to the oil deposit. Oil, oil, oil everywhere. Men have become very lazy because of oil. We also reporting that President Goodluck Jonathan yesterday met with some parents and 51 escaped schoolgirls of government secondary school in Chibok, Borno State, exactly 99 days after the abduction incident. We do not believe that Hausa girls were abducted. We believe that this is orchestrated. We know that every evidence points to falsehood. No girls were abducted, but the Hausa Fulani people, using the proceeds from their 18 billion war chest accumulated over the years of presiding over the lives and fate of our people, over years of accumulating all the wealth emanating from the sale of oil, have decided to kick into gear their compromised CNN and BBC to report this very story. Now it developed a life of its own. We shall once again kill it off. There is nothing like Chibok girls. Nothing of that sort escape. The next afternoon, 60 will... What rubbish is that? No girls are missing. It is a lie. No girls are missing. Go through the names of the people they claim are missing. You will know that no girls are missing. It is a lie. But Jonathan, as weak and decrepit as he is, Jonathan, as weak and as imbecilic as he is, Jonathan epitomizes weakness in leadership. He has acquiesced and decided to meet these very people. The same people that went to go and see their boyfriends fighting in Boko Haram. They say they are missing. 51 escaped. How did they escape? Where are the 51 girls that escaped? What are their names? Nobody can tell you. One massive Hausa Fulani Arewa orchestrated propaganda designed to deflect attention from the fact that they are the ones killing people. They are the ones killing in the name of Islam. They are the ones beheading people. They are the ones ransacking villages. They are the ones burning houses. They are the ones confiscating. They are the ones appropriating lands belonging to people by force. They are the ones destroying crops with their cattle. They are the ones intent on killing as many people as possible. They cannot blame anybody but themselves. There is nothing like Chibok missing girls, but Jonathan is weak. Jonathan is hopeless. There you are. Regardless of the country that it affects, the man is an absolute joke. We continue to report this very day as well that the demand for the crude oil coming to the zoo has dropped. The effects of the new era of energy sources may have hit hard on Nigeria's export market as the nation's crude differentials and demand at the international markets dropped to the lowest ebb in the past 2 years. Right now, the zoo is experiencing the lowest time ever in the demand for their crude oil. America no longer imports crude oil from the zoo. No longer. And that used to be one of the highest consumers. America is now self-sufficient and one of the largest producers of crude oil in the world. If not, in fact, the largest in the world. Nobody is buying your crude oil. Alternative sources of energy are emerging. Very soon, India will drop. Very soon, Canada will no longer buy your useless oil. Very soon, Netherlands will stop buying it. That is why the Hausa people are scampering to get their hands at the presidency so they can control the oil before it runs out. So they can make as much money as possible and begin to develop their place. Some of you idiots from the South don't know it. Some of you hopeless animals calling yourselves Nigerians, you cannot see it because you're too blind. Oil, let's go and control our resources. They are saying we want the reversion, 50%, 100 rubbish people. They don't understand nobody will buy the oil. Don't you know that? Nobody will buy it from you. The world is moving to alternative sources of energy. If the United Kingdom succeeds in getting one of their new phase nuclear reactors in place, nobody needs your oil. Britain will be cornering your own market and selling their own oil. Don't you know that? They have abundant gas fields. Nobody wants it from you. Nobody. You drink the oil and you drown in it as your stupidity demands. Reliance on oil makes me sick. Is for weak men. Heaven knows Biafra land can never be that way. This is Radio Biafra. This is our morning presentation. We are live and direct coming to you all the way from Dubai. here in the United Arab Emirates, being hosted by the Biafran family here, being taken care of by Biafrans in the UAE. They have done ever so well. If you experience or encounter any intermittency in our broadcast this morning, please do bear with us. We're working on it. We have a caller on the line as we have opened our lines. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Good morning. My name is Matthew. Calling from the Zoom, Akure Ondo State.
Akure Ondo State. What is your surname? Matthew, what is your surname?
Matthew Akunebu.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Calling from Ondo State. God is with you. No, it's me. I'm seven. I'm going to buy a biko. You're right, and I accept what you're saying. I accept it completely. I do. I accept it. Thank you very much. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Please turn your system down. This is Radio Biafra. Turn your system down. I can hear it. Turn it down. This is Radio Biafra from Dubai. Your name and where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Kano.
From Kano. What is your name?
My name is Ayo.
Sorry?
From Kano. I'm hearing you.
Please raise your voice. We are struggling to hear you from here.
I'm calling from Kano. Kano.
Yes. Kano. Please go ahead. I know you are calling from there. Your name again, please.
My name is Kino.
Then go ahead and say what you want to say.
I want to say that I'm living in Kano. So I want to say something. I want to congratulate you people for the good job you people have been doing. I'm calling from Kano.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And we can hear you loud and clear. Thank you very much. Anything else you would like to say?
Yes, I want to say something.
Go ahead.
Since 2 months now, I've been watching this program, and I want to thank Uche Meko, and I want to thank Nnamdi Kanu for the good work they have been doing for the press.
Thank you.
So, yes, I want to say that although we are living in Kano since 1991, riots that time happened, since that time in church, all the Igbos in Kano, we are suffering. We are suffering. So, I want to encourage you people to, you know, to do this work so that our people will be liberated. Because even in Kano State here now, I'm telling you the gospel truth. We are suffering, we are being marginalized. Everything you do, the Hausa will say, both the Hausa people, Hausa Fulani people, call Nigeria. They don't want him. They don't want him. They only want our resources. They only want our money. They only want, to invest our money. So this work is a time. This is a time the Biafran will be liberated. So I want to encourage you people to continue the good work you people are doing. And I want to say that, hello?
We are listening to you. The world is listening. Please go ahead. We are listening to you. Go ahead.
I want to tell you people that, if all the apostles were there, what God wanted him.
Yes.
I want you people to move on. We are going to actualize this Biafra, whether they like it or not. Because we people who are living in Kano here, we are suffering. We are suffering as long as Kano is concerned. Hello?
We are listening to you. The world is listening. Continue to say what you're saying. We are listening to you attentively. Go ahead.
So, people in this northern state, we are suffering greatly. And you people have to tell our... So, as I'm here now, for 2 months now, I've been listening to this program. I've been telling people. But when you tell people, they begin to mock at you, they begin to fail past the province. So, I don't know. Our people, they are myopic. They don't look beyond. So I want to tell you people that you should people that you will tell the people, especially people in Kano, they are very myopic. They don't want to listen. When you tell them, they will begin to complain what is Biafra. Biafra can never be actualized. But I want to tell them, I tell them that Biafra must come to pass. Whether they like it or not, because Almighty God has said it, and so shall it be. So I want you people to continue the good work you people are doing. I've been listening since you people started this program. I've been listening. I've been following on. As I am now, I'm still listening. So I'm
very, very intermittent. Can you shed more light on it, please? Uche, can you hear me? You can't hear me either. Uche, can you hear me? No. Uche Mefo, can you hear me? No, you cannot hear me. Cannot hear me. We continue our work. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Good morning.
Good morning, please. Your name and where you are.
My name is CK Chukun Nabike. I'm calling from Germany.
From Germany, please go ahead.
From Newe South of Sumeri.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Go ahead.
I heard this last caller from Kano, what he was saying. I want to ask him a question. What is he still doing in Kano? Or is he planning, are they planning to start the fight there as soon as we commence? I don't know. People should ask him a question.
I didn't want to ask him. Maybe he is there to evangelize.
Well, that is another thing. But also, if he's listening, did he know that we are in the second phase? So he should also tell the people there.
They are building hotels. They are building houses because Igbo houses are now cheap. So they are building houses. You know this. We know the way they are. They are building more houses. Yes, in Kano, in the area.
Yeah. So if he's talking about people who are myopic, I don't know how far he too can see. So, and still staying in the north. Why
he
has been given 2 weeks?
He shouldn't be there. He should not be there. Nobody should leave.
Thank you for your good work.
Thank you, my dear brother.
Yeah, thank you for your work. Continue preaching the gospel. We are listening.
That's why we are born. Thank you very much. This gospel must be preached. This is Radio Biafra. We know that our lines are intermittent. You must try and bear with us, please. Try and bear with us. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. they cannot hear me because of low connectivity. We shall seek to rectify this as quickly as possible. If you're joining us, this is Radio Biafra Live Transmission. The time here now is approximately 10:49, which makes it 11 minutes to 11 o'clock. Is that correct? 11 to 11, the same time it is 11 to 8 in Biafra land. The beloved, the beautiful Biafra land, we welcome you wherever you are. I repeat, no. Who is calling us now, please? Let us see who that is. Can you hear me, the caller on Skype? Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
No.
No, they can't. They cannot hear me. Please, does anybody here have something to say? Our coordinator is here. Our zonal coordinator in Dubai is here. So also is our overall secretary. If you have something to say, please come forward. If you have, we have another meeting today. Is that correct?
Yes.
Have you got a venue?
Yes.
Do you have something to tell them? You must preach to those of them in Dubai, isn't it? You must speak to them. Go ahead, please.
Good morning, all the indigenous people of Biafra, all over the whole world, and our people in Dubai, in UAE, to be precise. My name is Ikechukwu Onuora, like I said before, the zonal coordinator of UAE Dubai chapter. We are privileged to have the Messiah of our time in our midst. Honestly, when we went to the airport to pick him, in fact, everybody, we were three, our national coordinator, myself, and our secretary, three of us, we went to the airport to pick him. Everybody was eager to see him. Very eager to see him. In fact, it was something else. Not until when we saw him and we were very, 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 very happy to have him in our midst. And since then, we have been with him and we will continue to be with him till he leaves. I am thanking the indigenous people of Biafra all over the whole world. Our barrister, the able barrister, Ebere Anibog, Ikechukwu, Enyago, and the rest of them that has been working tirelessly to see the restoration of our beloved country, Biafra. We are all working to see how our country will be restored once again, because we are not happy being in foreign land. We need to go back to our land. That's actually why we are trying to see how we can restore back our country. This morning, I am passing this information to indigenous people of Biafra in UAE. We have people in UAE, more than 30,000 people in UAE. 30,000 people. Biafrans in UAE. And we have been preaching these gospels every blessed day. Many of them, we meet them, they begin to, they keep on saying lots of rubbish and the rest of them. But we are happy that yesterday, after our evangelization, because we went to so many places, industrial area, so many areas to meet our people, to spread the good news, to let them know that the Messiah that we have been dreaming.
Hey, our people came. Dear Lord, they came yesterday. Go ahead.
I was very, very happy yesterday seeing many of them. And I was saying to myself, if they can continue the way they came yesterday, in fact, we will beat Malaysia. Sure, we will beat Malaysia.
I am worried. I know so. I know so. I know.
Confirm.
If you continue the way you were yesterday, Malaysia is in serious trouble. I'm telling you the truth. Malaysia is in one almighty trouble. Because, of course, Malaysia is my first love. Malaysians are wonderful people. The Biafrans in Malaysia, sometimes I say to myself, we couldn't have done without them. Very, very formidable. exceptional, my dear brother. You hold on to where you are. You are here with us. The barrister isn't. And we have the barrister on the line, Barrister Mamezu. You are welcome to Radio Biafra Live transmission all the way from Dubai here in the UAE. Barrister, people are listening and are waiting to hear from you. Please go ahead. Barrister, are you with me? Barrister, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. They cannot. Our connectivity is not perfect. It is not the best it could be. But we soldier on regardless. Amazing. Even the barrister cannot hear me. That means there is something definitely wrong. He cannot hear me. Please go ahead as we continue to strive to rectify whatever difficulty it is that we're experiencing. Let us try once again. Barrister Mamezu, can you hear me? Barrister, can you hear me? No, he cannot hear me. No, he's not from there. It's from the internet connectivity is not very, very strong. We are losing connection. We are losing connection. That is the problem we're experiencing here. I don't know why, but it's not as strong as it was last night. It comes and it goes. And we are going to do the best we can to try and fix it. We are going to do the best we can to try and fix it. But barrister, do not despair. Please keep trying to call. I hope it's not from your end that is from here. Because for some reason, we are unable to get you. Barrister, can you hear me? Barrister, can you hear me? No, he cannot. He cannot hear me. But we proceed all the same. My dear brother, please continue what you were saying. I cannot reach the barrister. Are you going to call for our people to turn out again today?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes. So actually, I am trying to let our people in UAE in general to be aware of our broadcast tonight from the people on our evangelization, and many of them promised to be there. Our hall cannot contain us. Now, after the broadcast, we are going to make an arrangement of a bigger place because, in fact, the people we are expecting today will be more than yesterday. And if our people in UAE will continue to turn up the way they did yesterday, actually, we are going to make sure that Biafra comes before this year runs out.
Of course.
Sure.
I believe so.
Biafra will come before
the numbers were huge yesterday. It was huge. Go ahead.
So, please, and I want everybody to turn up. Don't say because of our director is in town, let me come and see our director after he has gone back. You continue with the kind of lifestyle you were living before he came. As you have decided to join us in this gospel of the kingdom of God on earth, come out in marks. We are going to continue to do our best. As we have our director with us, we will continue to take care of him. We will continue to make sure that things move the way it should be in UAE. Now, one thing I want to tell our people in UAE, to be precise, because I know that about 80% of our people in UAE don't have residence. They don't have papers. And they are afraid of police. Yesterday, after our broadcast, many of them left. But I'm assuring you, I'm giving you my words, that as long as you continue to put in your best as a Biafran, as long as you continue to declare yourself as a Biafran in this land, you will not have any problem with any police, I assure you. You will not have any problem at all. If you are caught by police or caught by any CID or whatever, and you tell them that you are from Biafra, nobody will deport you. I assure you. Nobody will deport you. Because you are a children of God. You came from the kingdom of God. So nobody is going to deport you. Don't be afraid. Come and join us. Come out in marks and join us. Nobody is going to do you anything. Except if you tell them that you are in Nigeria, that is when you have a very big problem. In fact, they will deport you direct to Murtala Mohammed or wherever it is. Airport. Direct. without asking any question. But so long you remain a Biafran and you make them know that you are a Biafran, nobody is going to, in fact, they will continue to support you. When we went to receive our director at the airport, we went there with our t-shirt, Biafran t-shirt, bold. Biafran t-shirt, Biafran cap, everything within us is Biafran. And the police at the airport, they were hailing us at the airport. They were very happy to see us at the airport there. Three of us. We were there for almost, we were there from 2:30 to, I think, after 3. Up to 5 o'clock. Up to 4 hours, we were waiting for our director. See, people at the airport there, they were, in fact, many of them were very happy. Most of our brothers in UAE that we met yesterday in industrial area, many of the places in industrial area, Ndimbuka, Kukumpe area, all those areas, we went there, we evangelized. They were very happy yesterday. Many of them said that they are volunteering themselves to as a soldier, Biafran soldiers. Many of them, we caught 15 Biafran soldiers yesterday. Mbuka area. 15 Biafran soldiers instantly. Many of them said that they will be there live today. They said a lot of things. They were very happy. And we are planning to take our director there. And because they are willing to see our director. They can't wait to see him. In fact, today we are taking our director all over. Today we are going to tour all over the whole Dubai. And we want to show our director where some of these Hausa Fulani, the animals in the zoo, the baboons that we have in the zoo, have their assets in UAE. The hotel, one of the biggest hotels, owned by Atiku. One of the biggest hotels and so many investments that they have here. We'll move around. We'll show him things in this land. Our director have seen actually what is happening. So today we have a limited time because we are going to move around the whole places, Jumeirah area. So many things will be laid open today before the indigenous people of Biafra all over the whole world. For them to know that we are really suffering. For them to know that we are just a slave. In this land, none of the Hausa Fulani are suffering the way we are suffering here. None of them are suffering the way we are suffering. You can only see them in exchange giving money. They are all allergic giving money. That is the only, they are doing exchange here. They are not in the field. You cannot see them in Kukumpe. You cannot see them in industrial area. You cannot see them in most of the places. You can find our people suffering. No. You can only see them in Jumeirah. You can only see them in Abu Dhabi. You can only see some of their children playing snooker with $20,000, betting with $20,000, doing all sorts of things, driving G-Guard, Mercedes, so many things, buying houses, schooling in one of the best American universities in the UAE, doing all sorts of things, manner of rubbish with our money. And we are suffering, dying. That is why we have given in our blood in this UAE to see that message of the kingdom of God will be preached in this land. And I bet you, if all our brothers, all our indigenous people of Biafra in this UAE can turn up, I bet you Biafra will come before the end of this year. Sure, Biafra will come before the end of this year because this is where we have handle trigger. That their guns have got to rust in Biafra land. So they need to go and oil them and continue from where they stop. Many of them, that their hands are becoming weak now. They need to warm their hands. That they are very happy. We should come today and take their names and they are willing to go back and handle the guns. For us, we have soldiers here in UAE and we have volunteers, and by the special grace of Chukwu Abiyama, the creator of heaven and earth, the author and finisher of our faith, we are going to continue to move in masks in this way. And as we have come out in masks, as we have decided to continue to move, God will continue. Chukwu Abiyama will continue to see us through in this land of UAE. In the name of Chukwu Abiyama.
He say. Well spoken. Well spoken. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us for the very first time, we are coming to you live and direct from Dubai in the UAE, or very close to Dubai, in Sharjah, to be very, very precise, because on Radio Biafra, we do not lie. Very important. The time here now is 7 minutes past 11 a.m. local time here, and we welcome the call from Asare Dokobo to form Niger Delta Republic. Anybody that will work towards the disintegration of the zoo, we welcome it. Anybody. But we know that ultimately working for Biafra is the essence. Working for Biafra is the right thing to do. We have a caller on the line. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Please turn your system down. We can hear you loud and clear. Turn your system down. Start by giving us your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Nnamdi Obudeki. I'm calling from Greece, and by special grace of God, I am the coordinator of Biafra in Greece.
As a coordinator, you should know to turn your system down when you call Radio Biafra. You should know that by now.
Okay. My brother.
Your system is still on. Your system, and he is a coordinator. Are we going to win this fight at all? People must learn to follow simple instructions. Very, very simple. When you call Radio Biafra, turn your system down. Balata ya. Ndana hanu yubo. Balata. Igwi jine ganyinti. Mwa banyo ya banyo. I don't understand it. I expect the coordinators to know better. Not for us to be schooling them live on air. It's not very good. Doesn't bode well for us. We continue our work, which is relentless. Please go ahead.
Good morning. This is Pablo Biafra all over the world. I come to you again. My name. In fact, our people, many of our people who spoke yesterday were actually people who have been countering our message and coming contrary to what we are preaching. But thank God that yesterday they were able to listen to our director, and many of them made a very reasonable contributions. And their turn up also was very, very, very impressive. And I want to thank them all over the UAE, and also thank the family of indigenous people of Biafra all over the world. And I want to also encourage us here in UAE to continue the good work. Though we are also very, very, very happy on the replies we got from industrial areas, knowing fully well that we have people who have Biafrans burning in them for a very long time, and having seen the privilege to express themselves, they were able to make themselves available and make and give us their word towards the struggle of Biafra. And I also want to encourage them to continue spreading the message. I spoke with one of them also this morning. He said he is also spreading the message over there, and they are waiting for us. And I assure him that after the broadcast, the director will be there to see them also. And I also want to ask our brothers who came yesterday to make sure that they bring at least 3 to 4 persons each. We want to surprise the people, the family of indigenous people of Biafra in the whole world. Want to surprise them today. And we want the UAE, Dubai, to know that something is happening and something is going on. We want shirts around. We see people get to us with smiles, with waves, with greetings. And we know that people are aware that Biafra is coming. And by the special grace of Chukwu Abiyama, Biafra will come to realization. And I also want to thank our able barrister, Barrister Mambizu. I also want to thank Ikechukwu Enyagu, our big sister, Rita Ebere Chukwu and Ebogun, Karo Monde, and all the editorial board of Radio Biafra. I want to thank them for the good work they are doing. I want to also thank them in a special way for making it possible for our director to come and be with us. It is a big privilege. I remember many months ago, I had a chat with director on Facebook, and I told him, I am looking forward to the day I will meet him. And he said, yes, sure you will. And today, I am piloting director all over Dubai, and I'm so happy to have him around me. Director, you are highly welcome.
Thank you very
much.
And
we hope that the message you will preach today will ever remain in us, and the fire of Biafra will continue to burn in our lives till we achieve our goal, which is the full sovereign state of Biafra. Thank you all.
Ise, well spoken. This is Radio Biafra. We are coming to you live and direct. Our lines are intermittent. We understand that, but we soldier on regardless. It comes and it goes. We understand that. It's a difficulty that we're having to live with. We shall make arrangements so that tomorrow we will not be able to hear them breathing. Can you hear me? I don't know. From the picture, I can see. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Please, go ahead. Your name and where you are.
Well, I'm calling from Greece. By special grace of God, I am the coordinator of Biafra in Greece, under the Radio Biafra.
Wonderful. Please go ahead.
I'm very, very privileged today to finally get Radio Biafra on phone, because I'm trying since some months now. I cannot be able to get them. Well, I must surely start by thanking our co-director of Radio Biafra and all the editorial board of Radio Biafra and all the world Biafra coordinators for their great work, because I strongly believe that Chukwu Abiama is solidly behind us. Nothing can stop our moving trend, which is Biafra. Well, we, the indigenous people of Biafra in Greece, we are now planning to secure our office here, of which we have already started contributing money for that. By the special grace of Chukwu Abiama, within 1 month, we will secure the office. I will not fail to thank Ike Chukwu Enyago, Ebere Chukwu Anemog, Osto Keke, Karo Monde, and also I will not fail to thank the coordinator of Indigenous People of the Abyss. One day, we will hold also director here in Greece. I will end up here. May God bless all of you there in Dubai.
You see?
And may God increase your elbows for this struggle. Biafra will surely come. No hand can stop it. No, any man, if any man tries to stop Biafra, that hand will wither. The person will die, and Biafra will remain Biafra. We are really Biafra, and we stand upon Biafra. On Biafra, we all shall live. On Biafra, we all shall die. Whether they like it or not, we are Biafrans. In the mighty name of Jesus, thanks to you all.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much. He got through after trying for 3 months. Very lucky man he is. Others are not that lucky. Other people, they struggle. Nearly 6 months to speak to us because our lines are... Sometimes our line even falls due to congestion. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Can you hear me? If you can, your name and where you're calling from will suffice. Please, go ahead. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes. Turn your system down and speak to us. Your name and where you are, please.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, this is... good morning, my director. I'm calling from Dubai. Hello?
That is the problem. That is why we ask you to turn your system down. Because if you're listening to my voice here and listening to your system as well... You get confused.
Hello?
turn the system down. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, I have done that.
Then go ahead and speak to me via the phone. The world is listening to your voice. Go ahead.
Okay, this is Chukwu the Gospel Emo. I'm calling from Abraha, Dubai, precisely.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Okay, yesterday I was there live, seeing my director, life and blood and flesh. I was very, very happy to see you after all the days we have been speaking on Skype and phone. Prominent men here in UAE. We have, there's what we call Arubab. Arubab is a kind of people who have things to make something happen here in UAE. A lot of them are here, but never time you told them about Biafra struggling or whatever, they will never listen to you. They will be saying you are useless, you don't know what you are doing, you are just there going, talking about what you think that it can never happen. But it's not that. As in a newcomer, oh no, yeah, fufu. Hello?
We are listening to you, please go ahead. We are listening attentively, okay. Go ahead.
Yes, as in a newcomer, oh no, yeah, fufu. So, when the people we think can help us in financially or in their ability or whatever, can never report, can never, you know, respond to our call. So, I don't know what they want us to do. Like yesterday when I was coming here in where you broadcast yesterday night, I messaged about more than 10 people. But as soon as I came back and told them what happened, I know all of them they have the interest to come today, which I believe whenever I'm coming today, I believe that I'm going to, you know, pull around that kind of 10 or 7 people to come along with me. So what I'm saying is that at least our struggle must come to reality.
You see?
In Jesus' name.
You see?
We thank you. We thank you, our director. You are a Messiah, and you are excellency. I keep on saying this, and I don't see whenever we get Jesus' name.
Amen and amen and amen. We have a caller on Skype. This caller, can you hear me? This is incredible. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, director, I can hear you.
Dear Lord, have mercy.
Yes, I can hear you, director.
Please go ahead.
I can hear you, director.
Go ahead. Your name and where you are. Go ahead.
My name is Ugochukwu Mwajago. I'm calling from...
From where, Ugochukwu?
Hello, director.
Ugochukwu, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from China.
From Banjo, China.
China.
Please go ahead, Ugochukwu. Go ahead. Go ahead. Thank you. Go ahead.
All right. Thank you for your good work and your Biafran effort for the restoration of our country.
Ugochukwu.
I thank all Mr. Imam Mesu and Uche Mefo. I want to make a short announcement. Hello.
Go ahead, please. Make it very short because the line is not stable. Go ahead. Now that it is, go ahead and make it.
I want to inform all Biafrans in Guangzhou, China, of our new Guangzhou zone of Biafrans in China. We'll be having our meeting today, tonight actually, 9 p.m. Today is 23rd of July, 2014. The venue is New Meihua City Restaurant.
Say that again, please. Say that.
Exit in Guangzhou City. Okay. And if anybody wants directions or more information, I want them to call my number. My number is 1340268611. And our PRO's number is 1358054909. That's all.
Thank you very much. I don't know how much of that we caught, but our people are meeting all over the world. We want you to start a family meeting wherever you are. If you're a Biafran and you know that you were born to serve your country the same way that we were created, I go as far as saying that the reason why my father met my mother is so that I can be born, that Biafra may come in our lifetime. If you know that you have the same inkling, if you know that the same gene of Biafra runs through your blood, if you know that you are one of us, you don't need any excuse from anybody. You don't need any authority. You start a family meeting where you are. All over the world, from Brazil to Canada, from USA to Uruguay, from Russia to Rwanda. Everywhere we have our people, we have a family meeting. We are going to overwhelm mankind with our numbers. We know what we are doing. We are raising Biafrans everywhere on this planet Earth. Our numbers will be uncountable. Our force with that. Biafra is going to come through war. I don't believe in peace. Peaceful actualization, peace, bunkum is nonsense to me. We will go to war to avenge what happened between 67 and 70. We must avenge it in a battlefield. Not on Facebook. Not on the internet. Not by drinking tea anywhere. We must go to war. Anytime that this Biafra comes to not going to war, I will resign. I won't be a part of this anymore. Let peace people go and get it. I'm not for peace. We must go to war. And Biafra must be baptized in the fire of battle. That is how you have a decent country. No country emerged by drinking tea and eating biscuit. And they became human beings after that. It's impossible. Impossible. You must know that. Very, very important. This is Radio Biafra. We continue to do our work. The work that you are Biafra mandated that we should do. Our connection this morning hasn't been the best, but we are managing as best as we could. I believe now we shall go to our coordinator here in the whole of the UAE. He has done exceptionally well. Anybody daring to challenge Malaysia is actually great.
Patrick Ikechukwu. I am from Mbitolo local government area of Imo State in Biafra land. Director, I just want to thank you once again. Biafras in UAE welcomes you. Thank you. From the depth of my heart, I'm obliged to have you as a brother. I thank Chukwu Abiyama. In fact, sometimes I wonder how God created you. It's a very surprising thing to me. Sometimes I asked God, I adore you. I don't know how to put it. I thank you for your great work you are doing for indigenous people of Biafra all over the world. Now I really know that it's not an easy task. Honestly.
You've seen how difficult it is.
I have one language to make. Yes, we can.
Of course.
We can do it. By the special grace of God. I want to thank all indigenous people of Biafra here in UAE for what they surprised me yesterday. But I want Biafrans all over the world to know this. People are here in UAE and people are doing well here in UAE and people also suffering greatly here in UAE. Today, we will take our director some places. He will share tears what our people are doing here, how they are suffering here in UAE. But I thank God that this gospel of redemption must be preached all over the world.
Of course.
They must hear this.
Of course.
They must hear this. I want Biafras all over the world to take note of this. If they are thinking where their money went or where the Hausa Fulani are investing is here in UAE. Believe me, I met a real estate person, somebody that is in real estate business here, a local, and this person told me that more than 5 Nigeria. Believe me, and I'm letting the whole world to know, you can't find any skyscraper in Nigeria as a whole. Even one you can't find. But more than 5,000 of them has here in UAE. It's amazing. Unbelievable. Please, our people, this is time to wake up. This is time. Our director used to say, always says, that onyendiro baraburuburu nechende anche. Biko, our brothers all over the world, we can do this. There is nothing to fear about, honestly. My father used to say, "Onye na ya dunyere ohi na-eju kwa agbawo ụzọ." This is what belongs to us, this land of Biafra, a holy land. Believe me, we will make it. We will restore this land by the special grace of God. Nothing can stop it. I used to have it in the dream. I used to see it. I see Biafra coming to you only if you can be bold enough to go and take it yourself. Nobody's holding you.
Of course.
I know that everybody is hearing my voice this morning. I really want to thank those that are championing this, those that have Biafras at heart, so hardcore Biafras all over the world. I want to tell them that here in UAE, we will supply indigenous people of Biafra more than 100 dedicated soldiers that will go and fight.
Of course, I believe so.
Believe me, they are eager.
I believe so.
If we go to industrial area here in Charger, you see what our people are doing. The heat here in UAE is more than 40 degrees here in UAE. There are people here in UAE can make things happen. I plead unto you, come out, stop being afraid of anything. Nothing will happen to you. I myself, our director used to say, I've already died for Biafra long time ago, believe me, because my father was a soldier, a Biafran soldier, also a Nigerian soldier before he died. But that blood still running in me. And by the special grace of God, today, every Biafran in UAE have it in mind, the place, the broadcast was heard yesterday, it's not conducive for us. We are making another arrangement where we have a bigger place that will contain everybody.
Because I want to correct you. It's not that it's not conducive enough. The crowd that came was astonishingly high, so that the place appeared to be small. But in normal circumstances, the place was big enough. It was fine enough. The air conditioning was working perfectly, the seating arrangement, everything. But the number of people that came was phenomenal.
That's what I'm saying.
Never expected. Never phenomenal yesterday. You people did very well here. Go
many
ahead.
People were standing. In fact, there is no space for people to even stand. Majority of them was outside. We are outside anyway. So I want you to know this. This evening, I urge you to go to our site. You will see a new place. We will make arrangement available for you this evening. I know that this evening will be exceptional. In fact, it will be more than three times more than what happened yesterday. I was glad. But I plead, stop being afraid of anything. People buying cargo here in UAE, you have worked here for many years, but you cannot achieve anything. Whatever you send home from here, we determine whether a Yoruba man or an Hausa person will determine if we will take it or not. Whether you will receive what you suffered for or not. So what are we talking about? We don't belong to Nigeria. We are not Nigerian. We can never be Nigerian. Never. I'm a Biafran to the core. And I am eager. When our director called, if it is today, I will go back today. If it is tomorrow morning, I will go back tomorrow morning. What we are doing here in UAE, here is not our land. People are all over the world running here to skater. Many are in the north. Many are in Lagos. I told them yesterday, when you suffer all these things, still you go to Lagos and buy land. Now they have chased those in Aspanda area. They relocated them another place to go and develop. And none of them has even one kitchen line in their place. People at Alaba, they have chased them away again.
Are you serious?
Of course.
Are you serious?
Yes. They have asked to move to Badagry area.
Are you serious?
To go and develop Badagry.
I've not heard about this, you know.
Oh, my goodness. Director.
Dear Lord, have mercy.
Please go ahead. Our people. People in Kano, our brother called in Kano, from Kano. I don't know what you're still doing there. I was in Kano. I met three riots. In fact, the suffering I'm suffering today, the house has made me to be like this. I own a car fancy shop. Everybody in Kano knows Ike in Kano State. The Arewa youth have told you to leave the place for them. What are you still waiting for? Is it when you are a kid, you are thinking about property? Many of them are asking, what can they do to their properties? First of all, you count your life first before any other thing. Seek you first the kingdom of God, that is Biafra land. Every other thing will be added unto you. Are you not the one that built those things? Are you not the one that achieved those things? I believe Biafra will give you double, triple, more than what you have before. I urge everybody, I thank all the editorial board of Radio Biafra, all the indigenous people of Biafra worldwide. Please, let's keep the faith. Let's work effectively that Biafra must come. And we will restore Biafra by the grace of Chukwu Abiama.
I
thank all the coordinators all over the world. I thank you for your effort. Please, have this word in mind. Yes, we can. Biafra, we can't get Biafra by a cup of tea. We have to do something. We have to fight. We have to retrieve our land from the house of Fulani men.
Of course, we must do.
Please, keep on and keeping on. May God bless you all. Thank you.
And you too. You've done very well. But you must continue and not rest on your laurels. How you know people is that they grow from strength to strength. We expect the spectacle of last night to surpass what is going to happen tonight as well. We are grateful to all of you. Here in the UAE, you're doing very well. And may you continue to do so. This is Radio Biafra. If you are joining us for the very first time, we do unreservedly and profusely apologize for the intermittency in our transmission this very morning. Not due to any fault of ours. It is due to the limitations of the connectivity that we have here, thereby hampering the strength of the signal we are able to channel to London. And then from there to all over the world. Please, you must bear with us. Charity of humanity, because Radio Biafra, unlike any other, the technology we have is exceptional. We can broadcast from any surface in the world. And wherever you are, you will hear our voice. For today, it is the turn of those of them in the UAE, those of them in Dubai and the surrounding areas, to be precise. Our evangelism must continue. The number once again is +971526673749. I repeat, +971526673749. That is the number to call both now and in the evening, or if you want to have or request further information regarding our gathering this very evening coming up here in the UAE. This is Radio Biafra. The time now is approximately, if I'm not mistaken, 22 minutes to, is that 12 o'clock? 22 to 12. How we lose track of time is amazing. With all these time zones that one travels through, it is amazing. That is why my wristwatch has three dials. One time is showing Biafra land, the other one is the GMT in London, and the other one is wherever I am. We must welcome you wherever you are. This is Radio Biafra. Please understand what we are trying to do, what we are trying to accomplish. We are here to make sure that this very kingdom of God called Biafra is restored to this very earth in accordance with the prayer that Yeshua made. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon from here. Or is it good morning? Which one is it?
Yeah, this is Neji Uchenna calling
from Japan. From Japan. And Neji, please turn your system down. Raise your voice for us. Which part?
For our people. And also, thank you for... I also want to thank the Radio Biafra Board of Directors.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Without wasting much of your time, Director, I just want to announce our meeting that will be coming on this Saturday.
Yes, meeting this Saturday. Go ahead.
B 26. I want to tell the people of Nagoya the people that are living in Aichiken, Mieken, and Gifuken, that we are having our meeting. The indigenous people of Biafra in Tokai region will be having our meeting this coming Saturday. Our venue is Dreams Bar, Nagoya. The time will be 8 p.m. Biafra time. And the agenda, our agenda for everybody to bear in mind is that we are going to share all the posts on that day. Everybody having posts up till now, we deserve it last meeting. Anybody that want to be an officer for the indigenous people of Biafra should make sure that you be on the meeting and come by 8 p.m. That's all I want to say about our meeting. And Director, I want to use the opportunity to tell you that Japan is coming up. The Nagoya people and Osaka are planning to go to travel to Tokyo by the early next month.
That's wonderful.
To organize Tokyo.
That's very
we
good.
We know what we have to do about Tokyo.
Yes.
We have discussed about it. I have discussed about it with the coordinator of Osaka, Oyeka. And we are planning to go in group. The day we join together with Osaka, with our people in Osaka, all of us will go to the Tokyo and make sure that we are not going to come back from Tokyo until we organize indigenous people of Biafra in Tokyo. And we'll make sure that we stand before we come back to our vibrant spirit. Thank you and remain blessed.
Thank you very much. Our people are uniting. Before you go to Tokyo, do pray. They are mad people. Your place, people are dying. Women are being raped in our villages. Our brother spoke yesterday off air about what is happening in his village. Little girls can no longer go to the farm for fear of being raped. The caller on the line, please, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. We are somewhere close to Dubai in the UAE.
Good morning, Director.
Good morning.
I'm from Dezimo. I'm calling from the zoo.
You are calling us from the zoo. Which part of the zoo? Which cage are you in inside the zoo? Where are you?
I'm calling from Akure.
From Akure? Please go ahead.
Yeah. Director, I'm about to say about the concerning the Biafra. For those of them, we think that Biafra will not actualize. I even had the same dream where Biafra is being actualized. In this issue, in the dream where Britain and the World Nation denied that they are not going to support Nigeria for the evil they've been doing to Biafran people. So therefore they have withdrawn back from any support in Nigeria. Then Biafra is kind of Biafra, we are not busy fighting the Hausas, and we are running helter skater. So that is the dream I want to tell people of Biafra, because I believe within me that Biafra must come. Since I have it in the revelation, it must come to pass. That is what I want to say, my Director.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra Live Transmission. We want to wake up the children of Chukwu Abiama. Some of you don't know the meaning of Chukwu Abiama. You don't know it. You know that Jesus Christ never mentioned the word God before. He never said God. He called the Father in heaven. Nobody even mentioned God's name. If you come from Hebrew land, if you come from Israel, most of them don't know that. They say, I saw God, but I did not see Chukwu Abiama. Ndeara. That is what your brain has done to you, because you don't value, you don't understand, you don't appreciate, you don't recognize what you have until it has been taken away from you. If you can show me any other people on this planet that answer Omo Obase, that answer Umuchukwu, then I can begin to listen to you. Until then, it is my duty, my responsibility, my oath to remind you of where you came from, that you are directly descended from Chukwu Abiama himself. You are the children of heaven if you don't know it. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone, this is Radio Biafra.
Good morning, my Ebo Director.
Good morning.
I'm Godswill Imo. I'm from Mbise in Imo State, Biafra land.
Thank you, Godswill. Please go ahead.
Yes, my Ebo Director, I'm really happy to hear your voice once again. And with the good work you're doing, Chukwu Abiama is on your side. has no any plan of the devil or the enemy in wherever you go shall be close to you in Jesus' name.
I pray
so far you are going with truth and honest. I believe nothing will harm you. Nothing will come across you in Jesus' name.
Amen and amen. Keep on
a good message. Because Biafra, this Biafra broadcast, you said earlier on that it's a service. This is where we worship. This is where we celebrate day and night. And I'm also part of it. I'm always on it. Whenever I'm listening to this breakfast or dinner or whatever, I do call all of my friends, my neighbors that I'm living together within my flat to come and join me. But sometimes it will be hard for them to come closer. They will be mocking me. They will be saying, it's like you don't know what you are doing. Look at what you are doing this morning. You are just sitting here, putting your laptop, listening to this man that is speaking all kind of English and this blah, 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 blah.
I speak English because I am educated. I am well learned and well read.
Exactly.
Well learned, for goodness
sake. You are more than them. I say, let me tell you, my brother. As what this man is saying, always come to pass. He's just a prophet. I'm saying, I don't know the kind of God who creates you. You are totally different. The way you talk, sometimes you will be angry in a way of speaking. More time you'll be calm down and explain what makes you angry some seconds ago. You will say, my brother, JNHJ. You know, sometimes when you are saying all this, and I said, this man, I don't know what to, you know, qualify you. I say, it's God that is doing this to you. And that they say, Onye, I'm like, it's happening now. But I believe that all of you came out, and all of you, when you get married, you will remain, and we shall see the upcoming of this, our great Biafra, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank
and
you
amen.
Once again. Thank you once again. My name is Will Gotudimo. God bless you.
And you too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you for that. People misunderstand us because they are from darkness. Because light came, even darkness could not comprehend light. Therefore, anybody of a dark disposition, anybody whose senses of judgment has been beclouded by the experience of life in the Zoological Republic, I do not expect you to comprehend the message of light. I don't expect you in any way, shape or form to begin to make sense of what we are trying to do, because we are descended from a place which infinitely you are not capable of comprehending. Not now, not ever. This is Radio Biafra. We'll continue the propagation of the gospel of redemption that will bring about this God's kingdom called Biafra. Without apology to anyone. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Good morning, Director.
Good morning.
Yeah, this is Samuel Justice Onanuwo. I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
I am a servant of Biafra, indigenous people of Biafra. I want them to come up and join this moving train. Those of them that are sleeping, those of them that are listening in secret and not doing anything, let them come up and join this call. I am happy to announce that our people from Mauritania are coming up now. They are going to have their first meeting on Sunday.
From where? Mauritania?
From Togo.
Mauritania,
yes.
Yes. We are everywhere.
Yes, they are going to have their first meeting on Sunday.
Please go ahead.
And also our people from Togo, they are planning for their meeting. Also, I want to make it clear to all the coordinators, national coordinators, especially those that are lagging behind. I am very, very disappointed in them. They are not coming up. They are not doing anything. Some of them are outreach coordinator for the sake of it. They don't come to meet. They don't show up on meeting. They don't pay their dues.
Then you remove them. You replace them. I don't want to hear excuses. If they are not responding to meetings, not coordinating properly, it's open hand now and change them. As simple as that. Are we here to joke?
I want to make it clear to them this time that this is the last warning for them. Anybody who is not doing well must be removed immediately.
Simple.
And I want to also announce our meeting this morning. After this broadcast, there will be a coordinators meeting, African coordinators meeting. All of them must join up. Hook on Skype for the meeting. And any coordinator who does not show up will find.
From this very day, the 23rd day of July, in the year of our Lord 2014, we are coming to the whole world live and direct from the UAE in a place very close to Dubai, 5 minutes from here. We are into Dubai. Please go ahead.
Hello, director. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Please proceed. Loud and clear.
Hello, director. Can you hear me?
I can hear you very well. Please continue. I can hear you.
Good morning, Radio Biafran. Good morning, my people.
Morning.
My name is Onyeka Chionya from Nguo in Enugu State.
Thank you.
Director, I thank you for everything.
Onyekachi, before you continue, Onyekachi, listen, please. Where are you calling us from? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling you from Ireland.
From Ireland, the Republic of Ireland. Please continue. Go ahead.
Yeah. I just want you to write my name down as one of the ministry. Biafran ministry. That's all.
Thank you very much. God will bless you.
I take my life for my people.
And your generations to come. Chukwa Biama. Ekekere ligwe no uwa. Obasi bini igwe. Oga gosigi nezunu logi. Ubu anambu nile. Now and forever. Now and forever. Because you remember to serve your country. I want to die fighting for my country. People don't know this. Biafra is the reason why I was born. When I see people baptized in this very fire as well, a burning desire, a yearning to set their people free, it gladdens my heart. It gladdens my heart. People don't know what Biafra
is. Write my name, Onyekachionya from Enugungu.
I will do so. I shall do so. I shall do so. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. We have some evangelism to do. I understand it. That because only God can see the hearts of men in the dark, and our hearts are very pure. And because they are pure, because we are above corruption, because we are incorruptible, because we are whiter than white itself and whiter than snow, because we have come to rescue the children of the Most High God from the abominable bondage, the iniquitous existence in the Zoological Republic, there is no way we cannot survive it. There is no way we cannot emerge from it. Because if Biafra doesn't come, then don't worry, there is no God. But we know there is God. And his words are consistent from the beginning right to the end. Heaven and earth may pass away, but his words will endure forever. And because of that, we hold on to his promise in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 28, where he said, only birth if you can return to me, I will restore all your inheritance. And we have done so because we do so in the acknowledgement of the word of God himself handed down to Moses in a tablet of stone containing these very words that he is the Lord our God, that we must serve no other God but him. He went further to say that he's a jealous God. That is why every praise, every honor, every glory goes to the Most High God. Name, not Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is a Jewish name. Not a Jewish name. It was a Greek name for Jews. Greek name. There is no J in Hebrew. There is no Jerusalem. The proper name is Jerusalem. Go and ask anybody. There is no Jacob. It is Yishak. Go and ask anybody who is Hebrew. Go and ask them. And they will tell you that the name of the Lord that came down to preach this gospel to the Gentiles, his full name is Yehoshua, which you pronounce as Joshua. That's his name. If you don't know. They confuse you with rubbish, revising and rewriting the word of God. But one of them never changed. The Ten Commandments never ever changed. Remain that way, untouchable. You will have no other God but me. So says the Lord of hosts. And that's what we believe in. That is why Biafra is going to come. after Biafra might have come, you will go to your tabernacles, you will go to your temples and worship Chukwu Abiama forever and ever. You will tell your children what Chukwu Abiama did for you in your lifetime. And in turn, they will tell their children and their children's children until the end of time. Because Chukwu Abiama is worthy to be praised. This is Radio Biafra. We thank all of you. We thank you for your perseverance, your understanding, the fact that you have been able to withstand the intermittency of our broadcast this very day. We must continue to propagate this very gospel wherever you are. Please go out and preach it. You must go out to preach it. Do you have anything else to say on the air?
Yes.
Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, once again, I thank everybody listening to this morning edition. My name still remains Ike Patrick Ikechukwu, the coordinator of UAE. I want everybody in UAE to listen to this. Please, this evening broadcast will come to your life. I urge everybody, go to our site, Biafra in UAE. You will see the location, the place for this evening broadcast. And we will try our possible best to SMS everybody. And if whenever you receive SMS, try to send it across. I greet everybody all over the world listening to this broadcast. May Chukwu Abiama grant us and give us the power to restore Biafra. In Jesus' name.
Ise. And with that announcement, we bring this morning's presentation to a very fine conclusion. It will be uploaded immediately so that those of you that experience the intermittency of broadcast will be able to listen to it in full. I thank each and every one of you for listening. I pray, as I do always, that the light may be able to shine upon you, that the darkest recesses of the hearts of man may be illuminated, for what is hitherto hidden may be revealed to all. That the beauty, the magnificence, the glory of the Most High God may prevail upon the lives of His children. That is why to us, Biafra is a religion. Biafra is my religion. Here on Radio Biafra is where we worship two times every blessed day, morning and night, because only Chukwu Abiama is God. He will guide, protect, nurture, sustain, and keep each and every one of you and your families. But more importantly, this same Chukwu Abiama. The world is spinning round, I must tell you that. In Biafra, it is good morning. In London, good morning. But in Dubai, or near Dubai, here in the UAE, it is good afternoon. We join again this evening. God bless you all.